Good afternoon. Hi. Hi, good afternoon. I'm Bobby Brody, and I'm chair of the Senate. And welcome. It's really warm in here, so hopefully we can move along in a reasonable amount of time before we all perish. But there is refreshments, and hopefully that will help. May I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion to amend item 4 so that the re-election for deputy chair is moved up to the agenda as a special motion.
Okay. Any objections? Okay, done. Any other amendments? Okay, would someone move to approve the agenda as amended? Objections? Okay, agenda is approved. Approval of the academic Senate meeting minutes from September 13th. May I have a motion to approve? Objections? Corrections? Done. Announcements, administrative reports, and memorials.
This is Megan Healy from Drama, Theater, Dance. I wanted to announce that the Department of Drama, Theater, and Dance, in conjunction with the Center for Jewish Studies here at the college, is producing our fall play, which opens on Halloween night. The play is called A Dybbuk Between Two Worlds, and it's a traditional Jewish story about ghosts, demons, and mysticism. It's fun for the kids. And tickets are available at the Kupferberg Center, and I'll leave the flyer at the front if anybody wants to see the information.
Thank you.
Alan Ludman, College at Large, but this time speaking on behalf of my department, the School of Earth and Environmental Sciences. 2 years ago, we received a donation of museum-quality fossils and minerals. These are now mounted in an exhibit, which is almost complete, but much of it is ready to go. In the science building overlooking the atrium, four cases with absolutely spectacular museum quality minerals. And in the D wing of the building, similar museum quality fossils with an explanation of what they tell us about the Earth. And everyone is invited to come.
Thank you. Other announcements?
Hello, I'm Rob Noonan with NYPIRG, the New York Public Interest Research Group. Just two quick things. I just want to first report that we have registered over 1,500 students on campus to vote and 30,000 people statewide this year for the election. And then the second thing is that next Tuesday, the 23rd, we are having a candidates forum on higher education for Toby Ann Stavitsky and J.D. Kim, the New York State Senate District 16 candidates for the upcoming election. And it's going to start at 6 o'clock. It's going to be in the Rosenthal Library Room BRL 230. So if anybody could pass that on to their classes, that would be very, very much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you. Other announcements? I just want to announce that Nancy Fosberg has been elected as the Divisional Representative for Arts and Humanities, and Michael Miller has been elected as a college-wide senator at large for this Senate. Before we go to the next item, I would like to ask you something. Last month, we had a meeting that got very heated on many scores. It's easy, really easy, to be civil and to be nice when nothing big is at stake. The real challenge to us in the Senate and also to all people in political forums, fora, is to be civil and courteous when you feel very strongly about something. So it's last time it was almost as hot as it is today. I've already taken my jacket off. Everybody's fanning themselves already. It's easy to let the heat exacerbate our feelings. I'm going to ask you to be extra super civil today. I thank you for your efforts. Okay, special motion. We pick up where we left off in an unfinished election. We had two candidates. Do they speak again? They can speak again. The two candidates for deputy chair of this Senate, and they are Michael Bento and Alejandra Villanueva. Michael, would you care to speak?
Good afternoon and hello again, everybody. We're here for the third installment of Who Wants to Be a Deputy Chairman? And in all seriousness, I'm Michael Bento. I'm a senior here at Queens College. I'm a double major in both history and anthropology with a minor in classical studies. And you're probably wondering, what are you going to do with that? I want to be a professor after I get my PhD in classical history. As far as my qualifications are concerned, right now I'm a member of the UCC, which is a big thing because I have extensive experience with all the pathways proposals that are going through, which is going to be an integral part of this year. On that note, I was a member of the ad hoc committee that was responding to creating that implementation, and I had perfect attendance for both of those things. Prior qualifications and leadership experience includes when I was at NASA Community, I was the czar of food services, in which I created and put into effect NASA Community's first ever meal plan attached to their ID card. Another note, this past summer I received a fellowship from the QC Foundation to do undergraduate research abroad in Italy, in which I did. I participated in a field school in Rome, and at the same time I started my own independent research on patrician lifestyles. I really think that I would be the best candidate for this position because of my pathways. Proficiency above all else, because I'm sure, as we know, things are getting difficult, things are getting tough. We need somebody that knows what they're doing when it comes to pathways. So that is why I believe I'm the perfect candidate for this position.
Ms. Villanueva?
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Alejandra Villanueva. I'm also a senior here at Queens College, double majoring in international business and economics, and I'm double minoring in BALA and student services and counseling. I have, in the past 3 years, I have been very active on campus, as I have mentioned before. I've been programming chair for Student Association, vice president of Golden Key, sat on the board of directors for the Student Union. You know, those are just a few of the different things and different tasks that I've been involved in here on campus. I think my biggest qualification for being deputy chair would be my experience. This is my third year as senator. I've been the freshman-sophomore senator, I've been the sophomore-junior senator, and now I'm a senator at large. I've been involved with Queens College, the policies that go on with the Academic Senate since I started here at Queens College, since my first year. Also, last year, I was a member of the executive committee as well, and I was close to the then deputy chair. I would talk to him, and we would talk about the executive committee. As me being a senior, my goal as deputy chair, if I were to be elected, would be to also work with the current members of the executive committee, the students, so that I'm able to pass on what I have learned in my years here at Queens College. Thank you.
Okay. If you have one of these, that means you signed in and you are the voting member. You need to put the number of your clicker on the ballot. If you don't do that, your ballot will not be counted. The reason for this is, first of all, to make sure that only people with clickers are voting. Second of all, this is a public meeting, and all meeting results are public, including votes. This is not a secret ballot. So your clicker number must be on the ballot. If it's not there, we're not going to count it. And you don't mind using your pens a little bit and writing the person's first name just so there can be no ambiguity about numbers? So you're going to put your clicker number and the person's first name or first name and last name that you're voting for on your ballot. Okay, we do not have an election. This is unfinished business. Committee reports, undergraduate curriculum committee minutes.
I'd like to start with Section B of the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee minutes from September 13th. Those are the routine curriculum changes we do every meeting and go on through page 11, just Section B, and move unanimous consent. Through page 11, sorry.
Oh, okay. Any objections, corrections? Okay, keep going.
Thank you. In Section A, we have the first wave of courses that are being approved for pathways. I think there are 12 courses. Try to be as clear without having to force people to look things up on the web. All of the justifications have been included in your packet. Every course that's submitted for pathways needs to have a certain number of criteria for the area for which it's being proposed justified. And these justifications then go to a CUNY committee that is approving it for that particular area. So if, for example, you proposed a course for Scientific World, there are certain required, certain optional ways you have to justify how the course appears. On the table you have in front of you, the criteria appear on the left, the justifications appear on the right, and move unanimous consent.
Okay. Objections, corrections?
Correction.
Please.
Ken, on page 19, over 212,
yes. Yes.
That title is an abbreviation of what we think it should be?
Yes.
Let me
explain how this system works. It's a very, very, very nice system that was written by Chris Vickery, the chair of GIAC. And what it does, if you have put through proposals, is you put in a course and it pulls all the information about that course from CUNY first. So you don't have to type things in. You just paste in what you want to justify it as. So what you're getting in here a lot of the time are the Quasar abbreviated course titles that are the short, they're called the short titles in CUNY First. Don't worry about that. It goes into the bulletin as the long title, however it's supposed to look. But that's just how it came in from CUNY First.
Any other corrections? Objections? Discussion? Okay.
Thank you.
Done.
I would like to mentioned to the Senate that these were 12 proposals. It took us 32 pages to do that, times 60, or times 120 if you mail it out to the alternates. The UCC today approved 50. So I'm not asking for an answer now, but I would like you to direct any comments, I think, to the chair about if you want all of this to be printed out again. This took me a couple hours of cutting and pasting. I don't mind, it's my job, I don't mind spending the time, but I have a conscience about the trees. And it's easy to look each one of these things up on the Senate website. All you need is the proposal number, so if you have a strong feeling one way or the other, I'm going to recommend to the Executive Committee that for the next time, we don't do this. If you feel strongly the other way, please let me know.
Let them know. Thank you.
Hi, I'd like to make a friendly comment on this. I think when we've tried to do that in the past, people have come to the meeting and said, well, I never saw the proposal. So I'd like to send you all an email to the entire Senate and say, if you'd like to save a tree and some printing costs, would you let me know and I will send you an electronic copy, and anybody that I don't hear from will get a packet with the whole thing. Does that sound like a deal? Well, we have some time. The executive committee will make a final decision on that, but I would propose that as a possible. Thank you. Graduate Curriculum Committee.
I ask that you accept the Graduate Curriculum Committee minutes dated September 19, 2012.
Objections?
Request unanimous consent.
Oh, wait. Let me just ask if there are any corrections.
Sorry.
Also. Seeing none? You got it.
Request unanimous consent. Thank you.
Done. Nominating Committee.
Good afternoon. I move that the nominating committee report dated October 18th be approved with a unanimous consent.
Any objections? Are you a voting member?
Yes.
Okay. Please step up to the microphone, identify yourself, and then speak.
Sarah Wolf from Educational and Community Programs. So just a clarifying question, does that allow for the additional nominations?
If you object, you can make a nomination.
If you object, you can make a nomination. The nominations can only be from those people who have previously submitted an application but were not chosen on this list.
I object to the amendment and then would like to nominate somebody.
Okay.
Great. I nominate Marion Fish.
Okay. Any other nominations? I'm sorry. For the search committee, Dean of Education. Okay. Yes.
Is there any distributional requirements for this committee between their departments?
I'll answer that. So there's allotted six positions. One had to be mindful. There's the education division, and then there's the education unit, right? So there has to be someone from the unit. The unit would be music department, linguistics, and then then the remaining five can come from the three departments within the division, which would be ECP, EECE, and SEYS.
So they're all already represented. There's at least one from each department within the education division. And Michael Newman is the representative from the education unit.
Correct.
Which, just to explain what the difference is that the unit includes departments that have teacher education within that department, within a subject department.
Right. They could give teaching certifications.
Right. Correct. Well, not everybody knows that, so I'm just...
No, gotcha.
Okay, so yes.
Did you just say that there are six people on this committee? We have five including the one from the unit, so we don't need an election if we want.
Well, I haven't gotten there yet. Yes. I was going to say, any other nominations? Okay. So then, this nominating committee report has been amended to add Marion Fish.
So all six and one. If
If there are no other nominations, then the secretary can cast one valid for the whole slate.
Six.
Okay. Go ahead. Manny, you're the secretary. He shook his head. It's done. But I need a concern. Marion Fish or her representatives, would you please make sure to give us her name, address, and phone number as required by the CUNY bylaws, the Senate bylaws, so that we have that information on file. Okay. Please do that, please, before you leave.
Point of information.
Yes.
How come, if she applied for the position, her name wasn't submitted, since there are six slots? Why were only five names submitted?
This is debate, but we've already... It's over. But if you'd like to know the Okay. You don't have to give the answer to him publicly.
No, I understand, but I think unfortunately after last meeting and this meeting,
yes.
I would like
Please.
To do that. There actually was someone, and there was a name put forth at the last Senate meeting. I'm sorry. Here's what happened. One person withdrew, so that brought up a person. That person was elected by the nominating committee at our last meeting. When that person was notified that they were going to be put on the slate, they withdrew their nomination, which gave five. There wasn't an opportunity to have another vote. That's why five were put forth.
Okay. Old business. Back to the deputy chair. Would you care to talk again, each of you? Mr. Bento and then Ms. Villanueva.
Good afternoon once again. As you know, I'm Michael Bento. Just to add to what I said before, being on the UCC, I've seen the sheer volume of classes coming through to be approved for Pathways, and of course they go then to the Executive Committee. Now, we need leadership on that Executive Committee that is Pathways proficient, that knows what they're doing, because we're in a very aggressive time frame here, and we don't want to have to stop and take the time to educate somebody on what exactly every little thing is. Might I also add, yes, my opponent has been on the Executive Committee last year, but what she didn't tell you is she was absent three times. We cannot afford to have absences. I have perfect attendance. We need to make sure that Pathways gets implemented in its time frame and in a way that's going to help our students instead of hurt them.
Thank you. Ms. Villanueva?
To just touch upon the two points that Michael did bring up, I actually am very well versed in Pathways and what is going on right now. 2 years ago, I did sit in USS, so I was in the USS Committee for the University Student Senate from the beginning when Pathways was starting to be talked about. You know, so I do, and I have been behind with knowledge about Pathways since the beginning. Now, regarding the absences that I had, I have talked to certain people about this. Yes, I was absent because of my own personal issues at the time last semester. I really don't want to get into it too much. I did have some issues, which I have been able to fix, clear up, so I know for a fact that those absences and that issue won't come up again. Other than those absences, I have attended every single Senate meeting for the past 3 years, and aside from those absences, I have attended all the other Executive Committee meetings last year. Thank you.
Thank you.
Point of
wait, yes?
I just have a question, since I'm still relatively new to this body. It might help, at least for me, to know a little bit more about what this position actually entails. Forgive me if everyone else knows and I don't, but is there a specific job description to this?
Yes. The deputy chair, without actually reading the bylaws, and if I misstate, Dave will correct me, but the deputy chair serves in place of the chair should the chair be absent. There are no other specified duties.
Ballot.
Don't forget to put your clicker number on your ballot. It won't be counted without a clicker number.
Anybody else need a ballot? ballots. Ballots, ballots.
Okay, this is once again a failed election. Dave?
Motion to adjourn.
Done? Okay, we're done.